Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your go-to source for the latest updates from the region that's flying high in the aerospace world. I'm Emma, and with me, as always, is Daniel.
Hi, Emma, and welcome to our listeners. So we've got a pretty interesting topic for today's episode, the autumn budget and what it means for the Northwest aerospace industry.
Oh yes, I see. We've got Mark Rathbone from Brabner's joining us to break down the key legal implications for our listeners. But first, let's start with the big picture. What was the overall vibe of the autumn budget for the aerospace sector?
Well, from what I understand, the Chancellor really focused on driving efficiencies and setting the stage for growth. She mentioned a change in fiscal rules that could free up as much as £50 billion in capital spend.
Wow, that is so cool. And the aerospace sector specifically, how much of that is coming their way?
The Chancellor has already committed to grant just under £1 billion of this to the aerospace sector over the next 5 years to fund vital research and development into the latest technology.
Right, so that's a big deal for the Northwest, given the concentration of aerospace companies and research institutions here.
Exactly. It's likely that we'll see more detail on exactly how this investment will be allocated in next year's industrial strategy.
And in the meantime, what should businesses be doing to prepare?
They should use this post-budget period to ensure they are well positioned to capitalize on investment once it's released. This includes reviewing regulatory compliance and understanding the possibilities and risks in adopting new technologies.
Got it. So moving on to another key area, employment considerations. What did the Chancellor announce there?
The most controversial decision was to raise employers' national insurance contributions to 15%, alongside cutting the earning threshold at which businesses need to start paying the tax.
Yeah, that's going to have a real impact on cash flow and the cost of maintaining a workforce.
Definitely, the impact of the NIC rise on smaller employers will be offset by steps to increase the employment allowance from £5,000 to £10,500.
Right, but these changes won't take effect until next April, so businesses should start reviewing their HR strategies now.
Exactly. It's important to complete a comprehensive review of their HR strategies and financial outgoings now to ensure that they can absorb these additional costs while maintaining standards.
What about capital gains tax? There was a lot of speculation about a hike before the budget.
The Chancellor did increase the rate to 24%. This change came into force instantly and could have a sharp but short-term impact on deals in the sector.
And what about the business asset disposal relief? I remember Mark mentioned something about that.
Yes, it remains in place, but there will be a gradual rise in the rate over the next few years. This is likely to drive a busy cycle of deals completing before the end of the next two tax years.
So the end result is a tax rate that's only 2% below the full pre-budget rate and 6% below the new full rate.
Exactly, and with the capital gains tax regime historically seeing a lot of ups and downs, taking stock and reassessing deal priorities is sensible.
Moving on to the corporate tax roadmap, what does that mean for aerospace businesses?
The government has published this roadmap to provide stability and predictability for businesses. Aerospace companies will welcome confirmation that the R&D tax credit regime will be maintained.
Right, these credits allow businesses to claim relief on up to 27% of eligible R&D costs.
Exactly, this incentivizes the development of new products and technology while ensuring that small and medium research-led businesses can make best use of their capital.
And what about the full expensing of capital allowance?
That will remain an option, allowing companies to deduct 100% of the cost of qualifying plant and machinery from their taxable profits in the year of purchase.
So that's a popular and effective tool in encouraging investment in new technology and processes.
Absolutely, with qualifying items including manufacturing machinery, security systems, process control software, and more, the extension of full expensing should provide aerospace businesses with the impetus to invest in upskilling their operations.
But for that to work, management teams need to ensure all R&D activities meet the latest eligibility criteria.
Yes, and they must keep any tax relief claims well documented to be prepared for any future audits or compliance checks.
And finally, with the regulatory landscape being particularly fluid right now, what advice do you have for our listeners?
Engaging with an expert tax advisor, legal counsel, or accountant can often be the best way to navigate these changes and ensure that your business is best placed to take advantage of funding and introduce new technology and processes.
Thanks, Daniel. And for more information on how Brabners can support you, you can contact Mark Rathbone at brabners.com.
That's right, and that's all for today's episode. Thanks for joining us on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
We'll be back next week with more updates from the region that's flying high in the aerospace world. Goodbye.